Blog Talk Radio.
Yep, that's right. Oh, yeah. Going on here, the music's continuing. What's going on? Yeah. We're gonna cut the music right now, everybody. Check this out, man. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. Tonight's segment one, Outlaws War Party. We have JoJo's guest is Michael Bocklet. It's a junior. We're gonna call him Junior, okay? Well, it's John Guy Jr., Michael Bocklet Jr., Jose Aldo Jr. A lot of juniors in my world. Anyways, we're gonna find out what's going on, man. Because let's cut to a commercial break right away, everybody. Because very interesting topics going on right now. Okay, everybody. Michael Bocklet getting ready to call in. I'm just getting a message right now saying sorry, so I don't know what's up with that, man. So let's get a cut to commercial break. I'm gonna find out what's going on. Okay, everybody, check this out, man. We're going to go again because Major League Lacrosse playoff game. Mike Bocklet is on the horn, everybody. But I want to tell you something real quick, man. X10 Mountain Lacrosse, they're popping off right now. Without further ado, let's bring in Junior here. Hey, Michael Bocklet Jr., how are you?
Good, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I just got a message from your sister Casey. We're just about to do the night camp right now with X10. I was like,
Yeah, it's a busy week up in the mountains.
That's cool. You know what? Let's start off talking a little bit about X10 Mountain Lacrosse, and then we'll get into Michael Bocklet Jr. and your rookie season, and then we'll get talk a little bit about the playoffs. But what's going on with X10 Mountain Lacrosse? I had you guys on about 2 or 3 years ago that I had you guys on again. Let's talk a little bit about it right now.
Sure. Yeah. you know, this is our fifth summer. We started it 5 years ago, and basically we're searching. We wanted a lacrosse camp that kind of offered a balanced approach, kind of an outdoor approach to the game. When we were younger, we used to do the all sport camps where you would go, you'd fish, hike, boat, swim, all that good stuff. So, you know, 5 years ago, we're like, why can't we have that and lacrosse at the same time? So we've been doing it now each summer, both in Colorado and up in the Adirondacks, New York. It's been a family camp. We love it. And I think the kids really, really enjoy it. You know, not only are they getting great lacrosse instruction, but they're meeting great friends. They're doing the cabin thing, campfires, s'mores, getting the true camp experience, which is a lot of fun.
Hey, do you guys have like a bake-off or a cook-off or something like that?
Do we have a what? What was that?
Like a bake-off or a cook-off or something like that?
Oh, yeah, you know, we do omelet making. So we'll have them compete in omelets, and you can win. You know, taste is number one. Presentation, you know, it's got to be a nice flipped omelet. You know, all sorts of fun games like that that I think the kids enjoy a lot.
That's awesome, man. Me myself, I appreciate that you guys are doing that. That's pretty cool. The only thing that I see that your X-10 is missing is JoJo Warhammer hasn't been up there yet.
That's what it's missing. Definitely, we can use it. We'll have to get you up there next summer.
Let's do it, man. I'm down for your next one, like in Colorado or from whatever you guys want me at. I'm down to hit up the drum during the evening and stuff like that. And get
the kids
extra fun. That'd be a blast, right?
That would be a blast. Yeah, a little campfire and a little drum action. That's great.
Yeah. Okay, man. We got it, man. We'll talk offline about that. And I'm excited for that. And I'm glad to have you on. I don't know if you heard the beginning, but my show is called It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer.
Yep.
And you're on my segment one, and it's Outlaws War Party. And Michael Buckler Jr., I think it maybe goes without saying about you wear the number 17. You know, Matt Buckler wears the number 7. Chris Buckler wears the number 10. Is it that obvious? Is that why you wear number 17?
Yeah. I mean, that was you know, traditionally my number in high school through college was the number 10 as well. Obviously Chris had it, and you know, when I jumped on the roster, you know, looking at the available numbers, but you know, it'd be cool to take a little bit of both theirs and throw it together. So I was happy with it. It's been fun repping the 17 this past summer.
This is awesome. And then if Casey ever joins the Outlaws Academy camp and then makes it, would she be number 3 because it'll be 10 minus 7 or something, or what?
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's not bad. She maybe a 71 or something.
Oh, or 71. Right, right.
Flip it all around. Yeah, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I like stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually not kidding. Seriously, man. Casey knows how to play, man. She knows how to play.
Yeah, she's good.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Okay, I'm going to say it, okay, because I'm a little bit puzzled. I'm kind of tripping out, a little bit puzzled, like I just said, as far as with the and I'm not going to take anything away whatsoever about Sankey winning the rookie of the year. Yeah. But I'm tripping out. I'm tripping out, Michael, because how were you not, was there something that I missed? Is there something that not only just as a Denver Outlaws fan, but I'm a host of MLL Radio, a host of Laxroom Radio Experience.
Right.
So I vote for Major League Lacrosse overall in general, but I am puzzled.
Yeah.
Even if I was a hardcore Charlotte Hounds fan, I would be like, how is Mike Bocklet not even mentioned in it? Well,
I don't know how they define the award, but you know, I was in a supplemental draft after college, and
I think, was on the Lizards roster there for a short period afterwards. So maybe, I don't know what the exact definition of a rookie was, but it definitely felt like my rookie season from a playing perspective. But,
right.
Yeah, so, you know, it's tough. It's great. I love that people are, you know, supporting me in that, just, you know, as someone who could be up for that award. But I think in the end, you get the guys that are coming right out of college who are, you know, true rookies, and you know, they got to give it up to those guys.
Well, okay, I can see, and I appreciate it that that you're looking out on the other side of things and everything like that. But you're not only rookies, but like overall Major League Lacrosse. I'm counting the Pinales and even
right.
the Sankeys and the Paul Rabels and everyone. I'm counting everyone, and you are up there as far as all the stats with scoring and everything like that.
Right, right.
That's why I'm even puzzled even more. You know, like you're ranked number 7 and number 3 and stuff like that. You know, you're way up there
right.
as far as the stats are concerned. So that's
right,
it.
Right.
To me, everybody,
yeah.
everybody in the lacrosse world, JoJo's tripping out. What do you think about that, Michael? In a,
well,
a different way,
it.
Matt.
Yeah,
that,
you know,
go ahead.
All I can say it was a great year. It is funny. I see. I was looking at the stats the other day, and just to see finishing number 7 and up there with those names and stuff like that. I think mm-hmm. it's just funny for me. It's an honor. It was a fun summer. It wasn't had you know it was, had high expectations going into it, but nothing to the level of finishing so strong for the team. And personally, obviously, as a team, we didn't make the playoffs, but you know, personally, the goal that I had set beforehand to play in a game just greatly surpassed that by just, you know, keep playing and having a really productive year, which was a blast.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, Michael Bakker, I love what he's saying right now, but I want to break it down just a little bit. Now, I'm not going to get all crazy, super crazy on the stats and everything like that. We talked about Rob Pinnell and Paul Rabo and even like Marcus Holman and everything like that. As far as like the stats, as far as points, overall points, we just said Michael Bakker Jr., number 17 for the Denver Outlaws attackman. Okay, he had 48 points. Okay, he was 7th in the league, in the entire league. Rob Pinnell was 1st at 68. Florida McCurdle had 65. Then you go Jordan Wolf, 61. Tom Schreiber, 60 from the Ohio Machine. Then you had another New York Lizards guy in there with Paul Rabel, 52. You have Marcus Holman, another Ohio guy. From 50 mm-hmm. with 50 points. And then there you go. You have Denver Outlaws' very own Michael Bakker with 48. Just 2 shy away and just 4 shy away from tying 5th place. Okay, just 4 shy away from tying 5th place with potentially the playoff the MVP of Major League Lacrosse, Paul Rabel, which
right.
is very possible he might get. That says a lot, you know what I mean? And then it's pretty crazy because then right after you, we got three Denver Outlaws in a row: Michael Botlick, Jeremy Sieverts, and Drew Snyder. Michael, you in my mind, you were a rookie because you started playing this year. That's the first time you're playing on the fields. You're a rookie, and then I'm going to hound on this man. And that pun was intended, Joe Sankey. But
yeah.
it's crazy because you had some phenomenal finishes, like as far as like winning games. Not because the Charlotte Hounds have a good team, but they only won 3 games. Outlaws won 7 games. You actually even won some of those 7 games, meaning last goal to make the Outlaws win the game. Just another
sure.
reason why I'm puzzled on it, all the ins and outs and everything like that. You're teamed up with an outstanding, remarkable attackman like your brother, which I call him the Transporter, Chris Buck, and then you got John Grant Jr. You got John
right.
Grant Jr., you know, one of the top 3 players of all time.
Yeah.
So, in other words, you have to share that the to make a goal, to share points and stuff, you have to do a lot of sharing. And that
mm-hmm.
that says even that much more as far as like what you did.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, Certainly, yeah. And again, it was a phenomenal year. It's great, you know. Like you said, all the names that you read off, just from the Denver standpoint, offensively, just some great contributors. So, moving the ball amongst them, you sometimes let them do the work, and you find yourself on the right end of it. But yeah, a lot of those guys. It was funny because they called me a rookie all year, 30-year-old rookie, and for whatever reason, I think from the true definition of it, from a league standard, I guess I was not a rookie.
Okay, well, that's what the rules are. Yeah, I want to find out more, but if that's what the rules are, that's what the rules are. But if that's what the rules are, then I think personally, JoJo Wargamer thinks that they need to look into that a little deeper from here on out, because you got snubbed. As far as I'm concerned, you got snubbed, my man. And like I said, there's nothing to take away from the other guys that were first through the fifth place. I'm just thinking, man, hey, just my point of view here, man, my opinion. but as far as that, Michael, what do you think? How did you, besides that stuff, how was the love and the experience that you had with Major League Lacrosse, man? What kind of dream was that, man? And it happened. And you just totally dominated the stuff. How do you feel, man?
I feel great. Very appreciative. I think, you know, in a league like this, I think an opportunity that I had doesn't come often. You know, every team's got a lot of great names and just so much talent at every position. You know, I just got the opportunity, probably due to an injury. And you know, when that happens, you just got to take advantage of it. And I was fortunate enough to do that, and it was great. And playing with the brothers, I think that's the highlight of the year. My personal success was phenomenal. You know, I obviously enjoyed to be able to play at a level and compete with everybody else. But yeah, like you said, it's a dream come true to be able to do all that, and most of all, just to play with Matt and Chris. Got to watch them the last few years, and to, you know, think, hey, I would love to be out there with them, and finally to be able to do it. There's nothing better than that.
And Michael, so the previous years, any of them, did you ever see like their games, like from the sideline before you were in the MLL, like watching the games at Sports Authority Field at Mile High or any other away game?
I made it out to one of the 4th of July games out in Denver, which had, I think there was like 31,000 people there. And that was, you know, that scene, that atmosphere was phenomenal. And that was definitely to see. They had a great win. I forget who they played, but it was, you know, a great win with the fireworks. And it was just like, wow, this organization is amazing. And, you know, to see them out there running around with such, you know, at a high level, I was like, man, I wish I could do that too, I guess. And that was kind of the inspiration of it.
And at the time, did you feel like, were you like, just like, did you have like ants in your pants and like, man, I not just want to do this. I know I can do this.
A little bit, I think, you know, I must have more than probably I knew it at the time. I think I was just a super fan at the time. And then the thought of maybe I could try to do that as well, I think, came a little later. And like I said, on the opportunity with the open tryouts and the schedule just kind of happened to work out, that's when it all kind of came together, which was pretty funny.
That's crazy, man. And take me through, take everyone, all the MLL radio listeners and Laxer Radio Experience listeners, How was it like your first day? What kind of jitters did you have? Your first game.
Mm-hmm. First game. Yeah, I think I was definitely nervous. You know, I think I was nervous and also was, I think the mentality was different going into the first game, where I was just, you know, I was happy to be there. I couldn't believe that I was finally going to suit up alongside my brothers. And when I was out in the field running around, I think instead of trying to like really play and be assertive, I was just happy to be out there and kind of
pretty conservative with my gameplay, move the ball, try to just, you know, do what I can, but not make a mistake. And I think that in itself, you can't play like that. You can't play not to make a mistake. You got to be aggressive in this league. So, you know, the first game was a blast. That was my goal to play suit up. But I think after that game, I quickly realized that, hey, if I get another opportunity, you know, the first game's done. Now I got to actually go out there and really play. So that was quickly the new mindset going into game number two.
And play you did, man. Woo, man, boy, did you play. like I said, man, you got some points. You got some ground balls. I like your off-movement play. One of my favorite off-movement players through college and through even MLL was my buddy Jeremy Thompson. I just love his off movement play, and you remind me, even though he's a midfielder and you're attackman, you remind me a lot of his off movement play, because you do what you're supposed to do to survive, but you're just racking it and you're rocking it so hard, man. And how do you feel, like, as far as like Michael, how do you feel as far as like your brothers, like, cause you're, even though they have more experience in MLL, but you came and you were a powerhouse, man. Did the tables ever switch at all, saying that, okay, Matt, okay, Chris, I am your older brother and I think you need to do this. Did that ever come to play at all?
you know, you always get that older brother mentality. I think, you know, you're, in the back of the head, I think you always have to think I'm the oldest, I'm the best type thing. But, I to be honest, the whole time I listened to them a lot. Matt's obviously an MLL and Denver Outlaw veteran, and he's always good about just kind of getting in your ear a little bit of, hey, you got to do this. You know, same with Chris even. Just kind of be like, you know, start shooting the ball or – you know, just working with him, you know, with Chris as an attackman, I think we don't have to talk as much as we can kind of work off each other's body language and movements, which is nice. And then Matt's definitely the kind of more vocal, hey, you know, look at this, look at that, from his veteran eyes. I think it went a long way, and it helped not only make me better, but just make the process easier, where, you know, if I was just any other attackman field or in training camp or whatever it is, if I'm just a regular rookie, you know, Matt doesn't come up to me and say, hey, you got to start dodging harder, or hey, you got to start doing this. You know, the interest level is different. So having that with the brothers, it went a long way. But, you know, in the end, I think being the oldest, I had to prove that, hey, I'm the oldest. This is what I can do, you know. These guys learn from me, not the other way around.
That's awesome, man. Point proven. You did a point proven with an exclamation point, man. This is cool stuff. Yeah. And then, okay, so check this out, man. I don't know, Mike. So do you plan on coming back as like a Denver Outlaw, or would you be surprised if you went to another team? Because I think it's going to be the Outlaws. I think there's no way they're going to let you go. But I say you're 100% without a shadow of a doubt. You're going to be in an MLL team again. That's for sure. Okay, because you're one bad dude. But would you are you looking forward to being in Outlaws again, or just as long as you're in Major League Lacrosse, or what?
I think the plan right now is, you know, to play again with them. You know, they express the interest, you know, at the end of the season, and there's really, although, you know, I'm a New York guy and I got my wife and baby and, you know, love spending time with them. It's kind of a short time period where I can actually play in this league. And, you know, Denver, the organization, the coaches, the team, I think they're the best. They do it the best. They're very professional. And, you know, if they want me back, I couldn't be more excited. And I'm ready to get back for them next year and you know, make the playoffs. Try to have the same type of year, but this time let's get ourselves into the playoffs.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that was going to be my next topic, the playoffs. not with the teams that are in there right now, but pretty sad to say. Like me myself, I literally have been. It's been tough nights trying to get to sleep at home here in the Mile High City. I've been trouble sleeping actually. Because we're not in the playoffs, man, and I really mean that. And how do you feel? Like you know that your brothers just won. You know we hold up the Steinfeld Trophy, and you see the Steinfeld Trophy. Does that make you hungrier for next year? And also, how disappointed is it actually just barely miss the playoffs?
Yeah, I think. I mean, you know, number one, it's. It's tough when I look at personal success and think, wow, this was such a great season. But in the end, I'm looking at it like, you know, it's my first time out here, and this is the first time this team has ever made the playoffs. You know, it's a catch 22. You're like, maybe if I wasn't out here, they would have made it. I don't know, but
no, that's
no,
not,
I think
no,
I think
that's not true. Get that out of your head right now.
No. I don't think so. I think, like you said, it just makes everyone hungry. I think it's tough. You win a championship, a world championship, and it's easy to kind of, you know, you lose a hunger a little bit. You completed the highest level, you know, winning at the highest level. And the following year, I think that for any team is going to naturally be the hardest year because maybe the mentality changes a little bit, even though you don't want it to. But I think in the last two games, especially, we started to see some guys. I think people realized that, hey, you know, it's not making the playoffs isn't acceptable, and we're too good not to. And I just love the way we finished off the year with two, you know, great wins, especially with a big win against the number one team who went into that game, you know, wanting the victory and wanting momentum to carry them in. And I think this season will only make us better moving forward. And I'm excited to see what we can come out and get accomplished next year.
Same here, man. The against the Florida launch, got a pretty solid. It was a tough game, but it was definitely a solid win. That's for sure. Yeah. And this last game, the number one rated team right now, even though the Demerellas are technically still the champions, the number one rated team, the New York Lizards, we're kicking our butts for, we're kicking the Denver Outlaws butts for a little while. And, you know, I, me myself, like on the sideline, you know, standing on the grass, I was like looking at it, like, this is Major League Lacrosse, and no Major League Lacrosse is going to go down like this, man. We're going to have a battle. And you know, so I don't know if you see me, but I just started running up and down the sidelines, getting everybody. It's time to stand up on your feet. This is, we're not playing any shenanigans here, man. We're going to make this a game. And everybody's like, no, it's not going to happen. I was like, well, we're going to get to this overtime. Watch. Boom, overtime. Wow. And then I was like, hey, everybody starts sitting down. I was like, no. Just stay up on your feet, man. We're in kind of rock and roll. And it was awesome. And I'm glad that you guys ate that up and savored that for the energy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And then I truly believe that helped you guys out, you know?
No doubt about it. I mean, that stadium, what you do, and the fans and everything, it's, you know, it's a game of momentum, and to be at home and to have the support that we have at every level, you feel that on the field. And I think we definitely felt it at the end of that game and going into overtime. I mean, I personally felt really good. I think, like you said, with the energy and everything, it just felt like things were now had shifted and were going our way. And if we had gotten that ball first, like we did, it was like, yeah, we're going to win this. And, you know what? We put up a good fight at the X, the face-offs. We got that ball, called the timeout, and came out ready to win the game. So it's a great atmosphere in that stadium, and we're lucky to have it, and I'm excited to play there again next year.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see you again next year, man. And let's talk a little bit about the MLL playoffs, the teams that did move on. Let's give them – some gratitude and some respect, because it's a tough lead, and every player, every team, and every player, every coach knows what they're doing, and then some. But we have the number one rated team right now in the regular season, New York Lizards. They're going to be battling. Let's talk about that a little bit. They're going to battle against the Boston Cannons. Myself, I was on the MLL radio with Laxworm, and I said, I think this is the Boston Cannons are going to give the New York Lizards their toughest match, even if I think that New York Lizards, put it this way, the New York Lizards would have been better off playing against the Ohio Machine or the Rochester Rattlers, man. What is your take on all this? On the
I agree. I think, Boston's the only team that we, this year, that we didn't get a win against. They got us the first game of the season, and then they got us again later in the season. And what I saw from them the second time around is just great speed. I don't know if anyone else is faster than them in the league. Yeah, can you hear me?
I think you pushed mute or something like that on your phone.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, you were just Brady started off talking about Boston, what you've seen from them.
Yeah, so they said they're the only team that we didn't beat this year, get one, at least one win against. And I just think they're probably, from, you know, defense to offense, between the lines, the fastest team in the league. They get great momentum from clearing the ball and into transition, and they'll score, you know, with their pulls, with their D-mids, with their offensive guys. They just have a lot of weapons, and they move really fast. So I think foot speed-wise, they're probably the fastest in the league, a lot of young guys. And that could be a problem for New York. But then when you get into kind of the settled situations and stuff, I think New York has the advantage from a settled offense perspective. They're probably one of the best. And then the big thing, what I think will determine the game, is the specialty positions. New York's got the two best. Grenlien just won the faceoff man of the year. If he gets going and they control all those possessions, it's going to be very hard for Boston. And then, you know, between the pipes too, Brent Adams is arguably the best. I think he had the best this year. He's probably up for, you know, goaltender of the year. And especially the positions go a long way. So I think New York, I give them the slight advantage just because of, you know, the depth they have and those specialty positions. But Boston, with their speed, is really, really going to challenge them. And I think it's just going to be a great matchup.
That game is this Saturday. Everybody, those games are this Saturday, man. Go to MajorLeagueLacrosse.com. MajorLeagueLacrosse.com, and you can find out where you can watch it on TV and listen to on the radio and everything like that. Michael, I actually agree with you a lot on what you're saying, because that's exactly what I'm thinking. And, man, if there's going to be one upset this playoffs, that would be the upset. But I think that, right?
I agree with you, yeah.
Yes, I can. Yes, this game's gonna have everyone on the edge of their seats, man. That game's gonna have everyone on the edge of their seats.
Whew, I can see that being very high scoring. I think that's gonna be one that's gonna, like I said, it's gonna be up and down, and there's gonna be some great plays. It's gonna be a great game. It's gonna be really exciting. Like you said, I would put that as the upset alert. If someone's ready for an upset, I think it's definitely Boston over them. But, you know, New York, they've got a great coaching staff. They're ready to go. They've got all the players they need. So, you know, they're gonna make it really challenging. But I think it's just going to be a phenomenal game, and I can't wait to watch it.
You know, speaking of the coach, Coach Joe Spallina and Duffy, they know how, they're going to know how to win championship. They're going to know how to do it. And we'll talk about Team 91, where I'm going at with that right there. But man, it's going to be good, man. You know, I see high scoring the first three quarters, and maybe the first three quarters and a quarter of that time. But then I think it's up to defense and to do a East Coast style of play, meaning New York and Brian Spallina and Hartzell, they got to come together and say, okay, it's time to slow this down. It's time to break it down. It's time to get time to win possession timing. And I think it's up to up to the New York Lizards defense to say, like, enough's enough. We don't care how many points. We just care how many points as far as, like, who has the most. And
yeah,
I think that's
exactly
they're gonna,
who has the most
right?
at the end of
right?
the game. Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, again, New York's in the settled 6-on-6, I think, you know, they match up pretty well. And I'm sure they always come in with some schemes of who to short stick and, you know, sliding. But I think it's going to be interesting what they do for the transition because, you know, you got to slide in transition, especially to this Boston team. And if you don't, they've got the shooters that can do it. So I'll be interested to see how they play the transition as Boston thrives there. But it's going to be good. It's hopefully, you know, like you said, it's going to be a real entertaining game. And hopefully they get a lot of people checking it out because it's good for the Major League.
Yeah, it's going to be great for Major League Lacrosse. And real quick, I think Kyle Hartzell is going to play big as far as, like, he needs to stretch out the defense because Boston is very good at two-pointers.
Right.
And New York is not very good at two-pointers. So it's going to be up to the defense and Kyle Hartzell to use his speed and his quickness to stretch the New York defense out for a little bit. Okay, let's talk about Ohio Machine and Rochester Rattlers. I'm predicting another great game, of course, but it's going to be a good game. But I'm predicting Rochester Rattlers 1-2, maybe even 3 goals ahead to win the game. What do you got? What do you got on this?
Man, this is it's tough. You know, I think the only reason I give Ohio the edge is I think they've got a lot of nice momentum right now. You know, they've had some nice wins at the end of the season. Rochester this last weekend came off a tough loss, and they're without their best defender, Mike Manley, who I believe is still injured. And if he's back in the lineup, it does change a lot. I mean, there's no doubt he's one of the best in the league. So if they're without him defensively, Ohio's just had so many weapons on the offensive side between the attack and the first midfield. I think it's going to be really tough for Rochester to stop that offense. But again, they've got, you know, Rochester's got one of the best attacks in the league, one of them, you know, with Wolf. And no one can really put a stop to him. And I think it's going to come down to the defense for Ohio. Can they match up with Rochester's power? And if they can, then I think I like Ohio in the matchup. But if they can't, then it's gonna be another high scoring game, I think.
Yeah, I agree. It is. That's a really good point. It's gonna be so much fun, man.
It's gonna be
so much fun watching these four teams. And I think real quick on that also is I think if it was a regular season game, Ohio wins this game. But I think because it's the playoffs, I think Rochester is going to figure out how to play.
Rochester's been there. They know what it takes. Mm-hmm. Ohio hopefully doesn't get complacent with the idea of, hey, we're in the playoffs. They do. Like, yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. I think Rochester, like, this is, you know, we've been in the league a long time. We've been in the playoffs. We lost that championship game. We're not going to, you know, and we're going to get back there and change it this year. That mentality can earn them that win, no doubt about it. So it's a good test for Ohio. I think it's easy to think that they can't get it done. They've just because they haven't been there before, but you know, they've got a lot of weapons, and it seems like at this point in the season they're all starting to click. And so we'll see what happens. But I think you're right. It's going to be another great game, and I'm excited to check it out.
Me too, my man. And everyone, I have Michael Barkley Jr., number 17, attacking for the Denver Outlaws. We'll find the links and everything like that. Find him on Twitter. It's @coach_Barkley. Find him on Instagram and everything like that, and then maybe you'll be lucky enough to get it back. But, I'm still waiting for from JoJo Wardrum. We're still waiting for a follow from Coach Buck, from Coach Barkley.
You are?
Yeah,
we'll get it right after this, of course.
Okay, awesome. Hey, so real quick, okay, we only have under 3 minutes, but under three minutes, we're gonna have to do like some kind of quick talk here. Team 91, what's up with Team 91? We talked about Joe Spallina. We talked about Brian Spallina. What's going on with you and Team 91, man?
Yeah, so, Brian and Joe Spallina, Coach of Lizards, these guys, they've been running Team 91 for the last 7 years based out of Long Island. And it's, they won the World Series this year out in Denver. Phenomenal program, one of the best in the country from a development to a competitive level. And I joined up with them this year and run the head coach at Purchase College in Westchester, New York. And I direct the Tri-State branch. So I've gotten to work with them on the club level, and it's just been phenomenal. They do a top-notch job of getting these kids organized, getting them in front of colleges, getting them recruited, and just developing the skill level. Do you see the Little League World Series, the Lacrosse World Series?
Oh. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll send you a link. So I was part of the broadcasting crew and the sideline reporting for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and they did a great job. So they won that. The skill level of those kids was just through the roof. So I'm excited to be a part of that team. They did it. And, continue that in this tri-state area.
Michael, I got some breaking news. Guess what? JoJo Wardrummer is going to be joining Team 91 Lacrosse as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we'll be talking soon, man. But that's some breaking news right there. JoJo Wardrummer is going to be Team 91.
All right. I like it.
And Spallinas and everything. Cool. Thank you. I'm excited for it and everything like that. But I'll send you the links and everything like that for the broadcasting for the World Series Youth Lacrosse and everything like that. But I want to talk real quick. In about 40 seconds, how excited are you for the game, the championship game being in Atlanta again, and the potential of Georgia and the Atlanta metro area having a Major League Lacrosse team?
I think it's great. They deserve it, and they're going to have an indoor team as well. It's a huge hotbed. It's great for the sport and for all the big fans down there that made it happen. I couldn't be more happy for them. They deserved it.
I 100% agree, man. Atlanta, keep pushing hard, though. But I think it's going to happen. Atlanta, I don't know what their name's going to be, Coach Buckley, but Atlanta.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting. I hope it's something good. Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. That's right. They are hot for lacrosse. Without further ado, everybody, this is MLL Radio, Lacrosse Radio Experience. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer.
Thanks.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time and everything like that.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And I would like to talk to you about Team 91 and everything like that and stuff like that. That's cool stuff.
Sure. Yeah. With what?
I don't know. It's exciting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, so I started that this past year. So were you choking there? Do you do stuff with 91?
No. I was not kidding. This is that was breaking news, man. I just put on the horn. I talked to Joe about it, and I'm going to be talking to Brian about it as well. But guess what? I think on MLL Radio, Lexington Radio Experience, but we're on Ivy Radio as well, so we're on three. So I just noticed we're still on the horn.
Oh, we're still. Wow.
So, yeah. So some people will probably still hear this, but for the most part, MLL Radio and Lexington Radio Experience is shut off right now. But the other ones. But I would like to talk to you off horn. I'll send you my phone number and everything.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, brother. Anyways. Everybody that's still on, that can still listen to us, please hit up Coach Bocklet. Like I said before, his Twitter handle is @coach_Bocklet. Find him on Facebook. Just give this guy some hits, man. Give him some props and everything like that. And if it's your opinion that he should have been the Major League Lacrosse Rookie of the Year, go ahead and shout that out if you want, but give the other players respect as well. But it logistics. What can you do? There's logistics in there. But love watching you play. It was my pleasure and my honor drumming for you and for your brothers and everything like that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, JoJo. Thanks for having me. Have a great night.
You're You too. Have a great night, and talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Everybody, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. Find it.